I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. What do you do if you have a heart condition and you need a pacemaker, but you only have a dollar a day to live on? A British charity thinks it has an answer. Send secondhand pacemakers removed from people who have died to be reused in developing countries. The organization Pace for Life says thousands of the life-saving devices are typically thrown away or buried with patients each year. Balasandram Lavan is the founder of Pace for Life.
We're taking consent forms. We're getting patients or family members to donate these simple little devices. Take them, test them. If they're fit for human reuse with 70% battery life or more, we are getting them re-sterilized and then looking to kind of get them implanted in the developing world.
The charity is taking its lead from the University of Michigan, which has been researching the reuse of pacemakers for the past 4 years. Thomas Crawford is a cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at the university.
The two main risks are the risk of infection of the device and the risk of mechanical malfunction. There's always a risk of infection anytime you implant a pacemaker, but specifically when you reimplant the pacemaker that's previously been implanted in a human body, there's a possibility for blood and body fluids to seep into the header of the device. So it's very important to make sure that there's a properly conducted cleaning and sterilization. And the second risk is the malfunction because the device would be taken out of the deceased and reprocessed. There could be potential damage to the microprocessors or the really intricate inside of the pacemaker.
How do you donate one of these? Is this just like any other real organ where a patient signs a release before he or she dies?
So we have developed relationships with many funeral homes and crematories across the country, and we have a consent that the family members or the patients, before they die, would sign, and they instruct their morticians on donating the pacemaker, then the funeral homes and crematories request postage paid envelope from us, and we send them the envelope, and we basically receive it for reevaluation of the battery life and reprocessing. The pacemakers themselves are quite small. And so if you put it in a biohazard bag, which is what we provide, in an envelope, it gets to us safely.
Now, your program has been happening informally with doctors taking used pacemakers to developing countries, right?
We are currently not sending any devices. Several years ago when we first started this project, we sent a limited number of pacemakers to the Philippines.
So that was part of a study then?
It was part of a study. However, as we explored the legal and regulatory issues involved, we decided that we really needed an approval from the U.S. FDA to be able to send reprocessed pacemakers.
And if the FDA signs off on this, the program will be in use both in America and overseas, or just one or the other?
No, I mean, we never conceive of implanting these pacemakers in the United States. The FDA approves pacemakers as single-use devices. And so in the United States, it is not legal to reimplant these pacemakers. We don't believe that these pacemakers are just as good as brand new ones. What we acknowledge is that there are many people in the world who die because they don't have access to this therapy because it's too expensive. So if the choice is between having a reused, reprocessed pacemaker versus not having a pacemaker at all, the choice for most individuals is to avail themselves of the possibility of getting a free pacemaker.
So it sounds like it's lesser than, but better than nothing.
Absolutely.
So we've said that these devices are better than nothing. Do you have any handle on how many people are dying, let's say, because they don't have access to this technology?
There are no reliable estimates. There's some suspicion that there may be as many as 1 million people that die in the world each year because slow heart rates, but that's just an estimate.
Thomas Crawford is a cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at the University of Michigan. Dr. Crawford, thank you so much.
Thank you.